We're doing Pirkei Avot. We're up to the fifth chapter, the seventh Mishnah. And this is a scary Mishnah this time of year. We have not yet merited to have the blessing of rain this winter. And it's pretty scary. For those of you who don't know, there are currently tremendous fires in the north. A lot of people's lives have been taken, and other people's lives and livelihoods and properties are in danger. And we'll dedicate our learning. These people should Be'ezrat Hashem see Yeshua quickly, and the firemen should overtake the fires quickly. Shiva minei puanut baniin la'olam, and shiva gufei avera. The Mishnah says, seven types of destruction come to the world over seven types of embodiments of sin. Miktzatan me'asrin u'miktzatan she'inan me'asrin. If people, part of the people, they take off their tithe, they help the poor, and some of the people do not. Ra'av shel batzoret ba. Then Hashem sends a plague, a famine that stems from batzoret. How do you say batzoret in English? When there's no rain? Drought. Famine that stems from drought comes to the world. Miktzatan revinu, miktzatan svein. And just like only some of them gave the poor, so only some of them are hungry and some of them are thirsty. The Rambam explains, Ra'av shel batzoret hu she'teh ha'shana me'utat gshamim. That means that there's a little rain during the year. Yimtaru miktzat mekomot miktzatam lo yimatru. Some places get rain, some don't. So some people have crops and some don't. Ve'otan she'yimatru yu gishmei mu'atin. And even those that have crops, they only have a little bit of rain. So that's, the Mishnah says, that's as a punishment because some people are helping the poor and some people are not. Gamru shelo la'asir. Next stage. Let's say people say, okay, times are rough. We're not giving. Today, one of the difficult things, I was in touch with the United States. I was in touch with Europe. I spoke to people in a few countries and they all say the same thing. Because of what happened a few years ago, the financial crisis, people's attitudes are like after a war. Even some people who used to be very wealthy, their whole businesses were knocked out. And other people, those who still have money, are so scared. There's so little confidence in the financial system today, so little confidence in the economy, that people are holding on to whatever money they have like they're holding on to dear life. People are scared of investing in hiring employees and investing in new businesses. The situation is that there's fear. So The Mishnah says, in a time where there's a drought and there's some people are hungry, so there can be a point where people say, okay, no more tithe. And today, unfortunately, we're at a point that's not far from that. You go and you try to fundraise. One person told me the situation is so bad that he could fly to the United States and fundraise and they won't even cover his ticket. Once upon a time, he'd cover half a year to a year's worth of the expenses of the organization. Today, he couldn't even cover his ticket. People are scared. People are holding on tight. So ha'av shel me'uma v'shel batzoret ba. The Mishnah says the people decide they're not helping. So then God sends a famine shel me'uma of upheaval. Says the Rambam, "Hushitudu bnei adam b'milchamot u'v'kravot u'v'moraot she'yavo aleihem ad she'yuznechu asadot." That's a famine that comes because people are too busy with wars. So many things are happening that no one has time to plant their fields. V'lo yizre'u b'zman zriatam mechamat tirdot bnei adam. People are too busy to plant their fields. All the men are out at war, fighting. So that's a different type of famine, plus the previous famine of a drought. We'll get to the next stage in a second. Yes?
Oh, I was just going to say, when you thought people were spending less, it was actually a weird thing in Canada. It was the exact opposite. When the economy thing went down, all of a sudden people were spending more. Like, the stores were saying they were having like record sales that year. I'm so surprised. They got like...
There is a psychological state when it comes to pre-war, during war, and after war, that people will not care about their lives. You know, they know that they might die, so that's why they summon this new age and new, you know, all these 20, on the 20s, everything was very, you know, parties and all. Because they came from a First World War, it seems that things will be going on a Second World War. So, yeah, there is something.
Here, if people have decided they're not taking off the challah, the piece of the dough that they're supposed to give the kohanim, Ra'av shel klayaba. And God sends a famine that wipes things out. Says the Rambam, Ra'av shel klaya, hu shelo yered geshem klal. That's a situation where there's no rain at all. V'yechavu anchalim v'anarot, and then the streams and the rivers dry up. Kein omro, v'ayu shmechem kabarzel. That's where the situation in the curses in the Torah, that the skies turn like metal, they don't give any rain. Devar ba la'olam, why does a plague come to the world? Al mitot ha'murim b'torah shelo nimsaru lebeitim. That's when it says, if a person transgresses certain things, God says, the person will get the death penalty at the hands of heaven. It's not the courts that execute, but rather heaven has to execute. And that, the Mishnah says, that's one of the ways Hashem fulfills this, is by sending a plague to the world, the al perot shvi'it. And over the fruits of the seventh year that we didn't treat, if people didn't treat them with the proper holiness. Cherev ba la'olam, why does war come to the world? Cherev literally means the sword, but over here the idea is war comes to the world. Al inui hadin ve al ivut hadin. Inui hadin is when there's what we call inui, literally means a torturing of the legal system, and that's a reference, as the Rambam, ikuv hadin. That's a situation where the courts take too long. The whole point of the justice system is that there be justice. One of the injustices that the justice system itself can do is when the justice system takes a long time. The Torah gives us a biblical prohibition against delaying from ruling. If there's something unfair being done, the court's job is to bring a fair judgment to the world. So inui adin, that's the torturing of justice, so to speak, is ikuv adin, when they're delaying. When a guy is stealing from his neighbor, and if the neighbor, we had a story here in the neighborhood. Landlord had an apartment, he wanted to sell it, the tenant's contract was up, the landlord asked him to leave, and he didn't leave. So you think, how long can a guy stretch that out for? It took a year and a half to get him evicted. A year and a half. The guy is not paying rent, he's not paying water, not paying electric, destroying the apartment, but the legal system took a year and a half to get the guy out, and he had no claim in court. Story that happened here, 5-minute walk from here, an apartment 5 minutes away. So you know what? That in and of itself is an obstruction of justice. The fact that the poor landlord has to suffer all the costs now and then go chasing after him and get all of that, that's a year and a half. You guys, I don't know if you guys understand what that means. It happens to have been a more difficult big case because the landlord had an elderly mother who was in an old age home, and the rent was supposed to cover her fees in the old age home. And he wanted to sell the apartment in order to cover the costs of the mother in the old age home. And because the tenant wasn't paying and he wasn't leaving, so they were caught in a situation where they didn't have where to cover the money for the mother. So, okay, but it doesn't matter. At the end of the day, even if it would have been simply a case where the guy's cheating him off of his rent every month, the fact that the courts don't move, that's also an obstruction of justice. So the Mishnah says one of the reasons God sends war to the world is because there is, to make up for the fact that the justice system is not doing what it should. It's taking too long to do what it should. The fact that the courts will sometimes take a simple case and spend a long time, a large number of days, trying to figure out how should we rule here. Well, what's so complicated? The guy came to court and the other guy had nothing to say for himself. The judge said, do you have anything to say for yourself? So he said, I don't have an apartment to go to. Half a year, he doesn't have an apartment to go to. He's got nowhere to go. That was his claim half a year into the case. He stayed in the apartment. The court gave him another 2 months, and then another 2 months. And okay, that's inui adin.
Can we also say that same thing when Jews go to a civil court and we're being just going to a foreign...
That's a whole sugiya. We can't just say that in one sentence. That ivut adin. And then there's actual miscarriage of justice. It says the Rambam, "Hu sheyadon shelo karaui." That's when a judge judges unfairly. Ve'alamorim b'Torah shelo kalacha. And the third point, people who give halachic ruling incorrectly. Someone asks him a halacha, and he rules incorrectly. Chaya ra'a ba'al la'olam. Why does wild animal come and do damage in the world? Al shvuat shav, over people's taking vows that are false. Val Chilul Hashem and the desecration of Hashem's name, which they're really very similar. What's a person saying when he takes a vow? He's saying, if you don't believe what I say, believe it because I'm saying it and I'm promising in the name of God. So he's hanging the truth of what he said onto God's name. So if what he said is a lie, so what's he showing? That he has zero respect for God's name. Galut ba'al ha'olam, why do people get exiled al avodah zarah, over idol worship, ve'al gilui arayot, and over illicit relationships? It could be adultery, it could be any form of relationship that the Torah calls gilui arayot. Ve'al shpichut tamim, and over murder, ve'al shmitat ha'aretz, and over the mitzvah of shmitah, if people don't let the land go fallow that seventh year. So that was our Mishnah. Mishnah Ches. Barbaf rakim ha'devar merubeh. There are four periods when plagues start spreading more. One, Barvi'it uvashvi'it uvmotze'ei shvi'it uvmotze'ei achag shebechol ha'shana. Four periods are the fourth year of the Shemitah cycle, the seventh year of the Shemitah cycle, when the seventh year of the Shemitah cycle is over, and Motze'ei Chag, every year just after the Yom Tov. Barvi'it, after the fourth year, mipnei ma'aseh ani shebashlishit. Because in the third year, they should have given the tithe to the poor. If people didn't, that's when the wrath from above comes down. Bashvi'it, the seventh year, mipnei ma'aseh ani shebashishit, because of the tithe that we're supposed to give the poor in the sixth year. Meaning on the third and sixth year, the tithe goes to the poor. We know the order of when we take in our crops is there's truma, 1/50 goes to the kohen. Then there's ma'aseh rishon, a tithe to the levi. And then, in the first, second, fourth, fifth year, there's Maaser Sheni, a second tithe, which we take and bring up and eat in Jerusalem. In the third and sixth year, we're supposed to take that second tithe and give it to the poor, Maaser Ani. So that's hefty taxes, if you guys think about it. It's over 20%. But four out of the 6 years, you eat that second 10%. You just eat it up in Jerusalem. So in the third and sixth year, where people were not giving the tithe to the poor, so then in the seventh year, the wrath comes out over that. Motze'ei shvi'it, after the seventh year, mipnei perot shvi'it, because of during the seventh year, if people were not adhering to the laws of the Shemitah, hachag shebechot shana v'shana, mipnei gezen matnot aniim, and the holidays of each year, because people have stolen the gifts that they were supposed to give to the poor during the holidays. So, the Rambam writes, "Kfar be'anu kama pa'amim b'seder zra'im." We've already explained numerous times in the order of zra'im, seder afrashat matanot min ha'tevua, the order of how you're supposed to take off the gifts from the crops. V'sham nitber ki b'shana shlishit v'ashishit, and over there we explained that in the third and sixth year, mafrishin ma'aser rishon minotnin la'levi kmo kol shana. You take off the first tithe, ma'aser rishon, you give it to the Levite like in every year. V'achakach mafrishin ma'aser, and then we take off a second tithe, v'notnin la'aniyim. In the third and sixth year, we give it to the poor. V'u ma'aser ani, and that's what we call ma'aser ani, the tithe of the poor, b'mkom ma'aser sheni shemafrishim b'shnei shmita, b'shar shnei shmita, and that's instead of the second tithe that we take off the other years. U'matnot aniyim, what are the gifts that we're supposed to give the poor, that it says that if we don't give it on the holidays, then after the holidays there's wrath from above. Hemaleket v'ashikcha ha'pe'ah v'apelt v'olelot, that's a reference to the parts of the crops that we leave over in the field, the corner of the field, or if you drop a stalk or two, or if you drop a cluster of grapes or two, or the grapes that aren't finished that are supposed to be left for the poor. Lefisha b'chag nigmal kol zeh, because on Sukkis, that's when we finish all of these crops. Kivan shekvan nigmaru avodot ha'sadeh, we finish all the work in the field. Sukkis is when the winter is about to begin, you finish everything, and then you start plowing right after Sukkis for the rain. U'mish natan et kol ha'matanot ha'ilu natanu, misha gaznam. The last chance to give these gifts is usually by Sukkis. So if someone took them into his house, he could say, I meant to give it later, there weren't any poor around. But when Sukkis comes, that's it. You know, that's the end of the season. If you meant to give it to the poor, you should have given it by Sukkis. And if a person didn't, so then after Sukkis from above, they get upset and they say, wait a second, why didn't you give the poor what you were supposed to give them? So that's this Mishnah. And we'll end on a positive note. Obviously, if all of these times are times where wrath could come out if people don't do what they're supposed to do. So if we do what we're supposed to do, then we can infer that the opposite happens, then we merit to see blessings.